So I'm Amy Ballard. I'm a graduate student at North Carolina Agriculture and Technical State University. Today I'm going to be talking to you about the production potential of organically managed June-bearing strawberry varieties grown in high tunnels and low tunnels. So before I start, I'll go over a little bit briefly on the background, hypothesis and objectives, material methods, results, and then a conclusion. Briefly, the background. So strawberries are a very popular crop in the United States. So berry sales account for about $5 billion annually, and half of that, $2.5 billion, come from strawberries. A little more specifically, in our research area, North Carolina, our industry accounts for about $24 million. The predominant system is the U-Picket, and that's where farmers will charge a customer to pick their own strawberries. And that saves the farmer money and time. We do have a bit of a supply and demand issue, so for every 2,000 acres of strawberries in plasticulture production, that is only 1 acre for every 4,500 people. Excuse me. A little bit about high and low tunnels. We already talked about that a lot today, but the high tunnel is a passively heated structure. The temperature has to be controlled by raising and lowering the sidewalls. And then we have the low tunnels inside of the high tunnel. So similar structure, but closer to the ground, a little less stable. Our hypothesis, we hypothesize that adding the low tunnels inside the high tunnels will significantly minimize cold damage to strawberry crowns, flowers, fruits, and during freeze and frost events in the winter and early spring. We also hypothesize that the low tunnels would increase our fruit quality. The objective that is going with this for our yields to assess the season extension potential of low tunnels and high tunnels of organically managed strawberries. So we wanted to know, do the low tunnels increase our yields? Do they help us with fruit quality? And do they advance flowering and harvest times? For our methods, so this study took place in Greensboro, North Carolina at our research farm. It was a two-year study, started in September 2016, ran to May 2017, repeated again in September 2017, ran to May 2018. Materials, we used 4 June-bearing strawberries, 2 California types, which are Camino Real and Benicia, 2 Florida types, Winter Star and Radiance, 30 by 96 high tunnel. The low tunnels were installed inside, and everything was planted on black plastic. We had to produce our own plugs from runner tips at the time that we were trying to plant these in September. The nurseries did not have plugs, so we made our own. They did receive chilling hours. They received 2 weeks of chilling at 4.4 degrees Celsius. They were missive for 28 days, then hardened for 2 weeks before being planted in the field. Soil samples were sent to NCDA before we planted, and then based on those recommendations, we applied organic fertilizers. Experimental design, completely randomized split plot, 2x4 factorial design. The first factor, 2 levels, whether or not the plants are receiving a low tunnel, and the second factor had 4 levels, which was each one for each of the variety types. And that was replicated 3 times. Everything was managed in Excel. We did prog mixed on SAS. Difference of means is at 5% significance level. Okay, on to the results. So I don't have a lot of time, although I do talk fast. I'm probably good on time. But I'm only going to present the yield data. So yield was collected biweekly, and this was separated for each plot into marketable and cull. This is based on a farmer's market standard. Each berry was weighed and counted. So in year one, this was a two-year study. Like I said, year one was not compared to year two. In year one, we found no significant difference in the treatment of protection method. So low tunnels did not actually increase our yield. But we did find significant difference in varieties. So Radiance in year one was our highest yielding, followed by Camino Real, Winter Star, and Benicia. From month to month, we did see, so we were trying to grow these through the winter. So we did see that in the winter months, we did have slight increase in yields during those months. So we see the dotted line. Are the plants grown under the low tunnels? So those do have a slight increase, and that does change later on in the season. Similar trend for year two, no difference. So we had no significant difference in low tunnel versus no low tunnel with the marketable yields. We did have significant difference in variety. And then year two, Winter Star actually was a higher yielder, followed by Radiance and Camino Real and the Benicia. Similar trend for month to month, and I'll talk a little bit about this in the conclusion, But we did, in January and February into March, have higher yields with the low tunnels. So the low tunnels did help protect those plants and give us higher yields in the winter months. Okay, a little bit in the conclusion. So overall, low tunnels did not increase our yields or provide frost protection, and also there was no significant difference between fruit quality. The varieties responses in all the parameters that we tested, like I said, only covered yield today, but we did a lot more things in our study. The variety was significantly different in all of those. The low tunnel inside the high tunnel might not be the most cost-efficient method for trying to grow strawberries through the winter or extend your season, but the variety selection in the high tunnel does prove to be very beneficial. So I didn't have a lot of time to go over the temperature differences, but in 2016 versus 2017, we had a much milder winter, and that is reflected in the data for yield and for canopy size and all the parameters that we tested. Also, in the first year, plants received 168 chilling hours versus 336 in the second year, so that we saw a lot of difference in our variety. Our times to flower, so yields were affected by that as well. And lastly, like I said, the genotype is more important than the protection method for our study. Okay, thank you. Any questions? Yes, that's my signature trademark.
We have lots of questions. I was going to start out by asking about variety selection. Did you get the variety names from growers, or was it just something that you were connected to other universities about?
So that's also on my advisor, but the goal was to pick the varieties. So we did research prior to this that those varieties did the best in the high tunnel. So those were the earliest to flower, had the most protection, but he picked two California types and two Florida types just to kind of see what was going on with the two varieties, four varieties, excuse me. Mm-hmm.
Questions?
Yes.
Did you also look at the data on the protein yield?
Yes, sir, and that was the same trend, so I didn't put that in there. And I thought I might run over time, but I should have known that I talk really fast. So the total yields, similar trends, no significant difference. We did do a field study, and we did find significant difference in the field, but this is a different study for high tunnel. No difference in total yields, marketable yields, or coal yields. Actually, we did find month-to-month in coal yields. We saw some significant difference, but like I said, I didn't put that in there. Yes, ma'am.
You said that these last 2 years were mild winters. Have you looked at the trend of climate kind of over the last 10 years? Do you feel like this will be an important project for future because you're having some of these wild weather?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. So this year, this winter was a lot colder. We had a lot more freeze events, and that's reflected in our data for the yield. So we had half the yields this year than we did last year. I think that would be interesting to look over time, and especially with the high tunnel as a method for climate change and trying to adapt to the different temperatures. So that would definitely be interesting to look at for sure. Yes, sir.
How practical about the high tunnels and low tunnels for the U-Pick farmers?
So that's a great question, and that's why we do the research. So I definitely wouldn't recommend doing the low tunnels inside of the high tunnel. It does help you protect your plants, and you do get a little bit of yield through the winter, so that was our goal, to get winter strawberries. But would a farmer want to spend the extra money and extra time? I doubt it. Yeah. Yes, I think I saw your hand in the back. Yes, ma'am. I'll get you.
So I'm wondering whether or not how you introduce pollinators, because you had photos of
Right, so most of these pictures, the cold does cause issues with pollination because it damages the flowers, or we'll have malformed fruits. Most of these are wind pollinated, so it's not that big of an issue. But I'm not sure exactly. We don't really introduce pollinators or anything like that. If it happens naturally, it happens naturally. But during our peak season, which is for now April to May, we do have it lower amounts of malformed fruit.
So you did not introduce pollinators?
No, ma'am.
Because you wouldn't have wind inside the tunnel.
No. No. We do keep the sides open. I should have mentioned that. We do regulate the temperatures. So the sides are kept open when it's over, I think it's 70 degrees, 65, 70, we open them, and then wind can come in and go as it pleases. Yes.
So the chilavas you presented, what is the duration? Like, when did you start calculating the chilavas? Like, from November to...
So as soon as we got our runner tips, John, he's here today, the technician, He orders those, and then we just put them in the refrigerator for, we keep them in there for 2 weeks.
Okay, so this is for the plug production?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Those are just for the plug production, yes. And that's all based off of Southeastern Regional Plastic Culture Production Guide, so we have a good system for that.
Do you observe some disease inside the toilet than high toilet?
Absolutely. So year two, like I said, year one was a lot more mild, so we had less disease. Less issue. Year two was a little bit, like I said, colder, and then we had a spike of warm, so we did have some issues, but not significantly, no. And I didn't collect data on that, but just visually.
Any other questions?
Yes.
What's the price peak for this? I mean, this is an expensive endeavor. Do they get, like, double the price during these off months?
Yes, ma'am. So, and I've seen personally at the farmer's market, I've seen our early season, so our peak season is in March to April for our production. So in May is the normal production season for North Carolina, so the market's flooded. So and I've seen in April and March that people are bringing strawberries to the farmer's market getting $5.50, $6. So that's the price point. And winter strawberries are about $5.50 to $6 per clamshell, so per pint.
And is that conventional or organic?
Those are organic, yes, yes. Try not to look too much at the conventional stuff.
Any other questions? I know Shannon and Carlene are growing strawberries, or getting strawberries. Ah, good, you have a question.
I'm just curious, have you run into any disease or pest problems in your
hydroponic? Yes, so there are normal pests. The two-spotted spider mites is an enemy of the strawberry. But we have a really good system of keeping, we scout from the beginning of the time that we plant to the end of the season, so we have a really good method of keeping those under control. We didn't have an issue with them this year. The cold probably helped with keeping those populations to a minimum and to zero. The year before we had a little bit of a problem, but we, like I said, we have a pretty good method of making sure that we don't let them get out of control. We have used predator mites if they do start getting a little bit excessive. Pathogens, we do have small issues if it happens beforehand. If we have maybe the plugs or the tips may have been affected, but it's really not an issue for us.
Sorry to keep bugging you, but there may be people that are coming for the 9:30 talk, so I don't want to start too early. But
I'll do jumping
jacks. I can fill 2 minutes if you.
Awesome! Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Amy, for.